Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is the two you must get rid of, part one. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This morning, I sensed the leading of the Lord to discuss the twin issues of worry and fear. These words have been dancing around in my spirit all week, and up until last night, I was still asking the Lord what He wanted me to say. Our anchor scripture from Philippians is clear. It says, do not worry about anything. It is a command. As Christians, no matter how rationally we analyze things, we are not permitted to worry about anything. I have gone through things in my life and people around me have tried to convince me that it is okay to worry when something happens. My dear listeners, the Bible is our final authority and it says, do not worry about anything. Worry signifies an absence of trust in God. If you trust in God, then you will refuse to worry. Note my choice of words, refuse to worry. It is a choice you must make. Let me show you a relationship between worry and trust. Yesterday, we spoke about peace being a benefit of trusting God. Now look at verse 7 of our anchor scripture. It says, when you refuse to worry, but pray rather, the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. Yesterday, we saw that trust brings peace. Today, we see that not worrying brings peace. Not worrying is therefore equal to trust. I sense the Lord saying to a lot of us that we worry too much. Some of us even worry about having nothing to worry about. It has almost become an unconscious emotion. My dear listeners, worry is not only a useless emotion, it is a destructive one. The one who worries is making a bold statement that he does not trust the one in charge. In the natural, if you have to go in for a surgery and you hear that the surgeon is actually still a student of medicine in his first year, you will panic. You will refuse to let him operate on you. Why? Because you will be certain that he does not have the requisite training nor competence to carry out a successful operation. If you are told, however, that the surgeon is a professor of medicine and has been in the business for over 30 years, you relax immediately because you are sure of his competence and experience. Every time things happen in your life and you worry, you are saying to God, who is supposed to be the Lord of your life, the one who is in charge of your life, that you do not trust his competence. You are saying to him, stay away from me, you are incompetent. God says and is saying to you this morning, do not worry. I know there are people under the sound of my voice right now wondering how they can afford to not worry when things that trigger worry arise. A sudden diagnosis, a sudden loss of job or loss of a loved one, a condition that progressively gets worse in your life or in your family. Like I said before, worrying or not is a choice. When a matter arises that should cause you to worry, cast it as a burden on the Lord. Say, Lord, this is what has happened. I can hardly do anything about it. I cast this as a burden on you in accordance with your word. Please deal with it. I refuse to worry. I refuse to take this issue back. And you begin to praise God because you know that whatever God is handling is being handled well. Whenever the thought or the urge to worry creeps up again, say out loud, I refuse to worry about this because it is already with God. So, Lord, I choose to praise you instead. I know you are working on this. You may have to do this 100 times at the start, and I'm not exaggerating. Do it as many times as it takes, but it works. I have gone too far over my time, and I really apologize. But remember, if God says, do not worry, He means do not worry. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.